You're listening to SBS News.
It might not be the iconic laugh of a kookaburra, but that sound is the engine of the Australian-made kookaburra drone. The custom-built and 3D-printed aircraft is designed to deliver essential medicines to people in rural and remote Australia.
So one of the big problems in rural areas is the tyranny of distance. People go without their medication because it's just too hard and too far and takes too long to get it. So they're just used to going without.
That's Lucy Walker, a pharmacist in the southern Queensland town of Gundawindi. Her pharmacy will be the trial site for the drone deliveries in May.
I'm actually from Brisbane, from the city, and so when I came out here, you know, you go, it's just not the best care, and the people out here deserve better. And so if we can use technology to actually improve patient care, I'm all for it.
The drones are developed by Swoop Aero, and Chief Executive Eric Peck says they can deliver medicines to remote stations up to 130 kilometres away.
The aircraft will take off, fly along a highway in the sky, effectively to the destination, transition to hover, land like a helicopter on site. It'll either drop the payload off and fly away on its own, or if it's a bigger payload loaded in the top, the person will be able to walk up to it, take the little box of medication out, press the button and send the aircraft back home.
Pilots will be able to fly up to 30 of these drones at one time from the Victorian headquarters anywhere in Australia.
We've tried to make the system as highly autonomous as we can, and so the aircraft themselves are just basically flying robots. They've got an onboard computer and an intelligence set that we've coded in there that monitors how they're performing, makes sure that they're safe and everything's operating. And if something is going to go wrong or something's not looking good, they'll make the safest decision possible themselves.
Swoop Aero has been delivering medical supplies in Africa for a year and a half and isn't the only company using the technology. During the pandemic, the Chilean government used drones to deliver medicines to the elderly, and a separate trial is also underway in the Northern Territory to provide medicines to remote communities often isolated during the wet season. The Rural Doctors Association's Peter Rutherford believes drones are the logical next step after the advancement of telehealth this year.
It seemed a little bit strange that you could do your consultation via telehealth, your script could be delivered through an e-prescribing arrangement to the chemist, but then you still had to drive in, you know, 100 kilometres, 200 kilometres into town to collect your medication. So this is just another exciting development, I guess, in the telehealth service. And obviously there's some security and some, you know, requirements and guidelines to be met through this service, but it's certainly one that we welcome.
The drone company is working with the Civil Aviation Safety Authority for approval to start flying. Lucy Murray, SBS News.